Hi, this is Amrita Sukumar, and I'm bringing to you this podcast called Unsettling. Look around you. Everyone is trying to create their own story. Make a tiny change in someone's life by just following their passion, and in turn, inspiring the others to follow suit. This podcast brings to you stories of people who have defied the definition of settled set by the society and have created their own. They have found happiness in their version of settling. If opportunity doesn't knock, build a door. That is what our next guest did. When the lockdown hit, everything came to a standstill. But he decided to take this opportunity and produce 12 short films along with various filmmakers under his banner Green Note Films. In the past year, he has worked in movies and ad films and has taken the OTT platform by storm. He will soon be seen as Mokai Varda. So to get a scoop on what he'll be doing next and also to know more about his journey, let me welcome today's guest, Mr. Anirudh Roy. Hi, Anirudh. How are you?
Hello, I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm alive and well. As well.
Yeah, it's very important to be alive.
Yes, it is.
Alive and kicking. Yeah.
So, thank you for giving me a date. I understand you're a busy man now.
Please. Nothing of that. We always find time for our friends. So, yeah.
I'm glad. I'm glad I'm counted as one of those, but thank you so much. So, I want to dive right in and ask you this question. You know, when in the lockdown, we were just sitting and thinking what to do in our lives, you decided to create 12 short films. So, how did that journey begin? And how is it now? Like, what are the changes you see now?
Well, lockdown was kind of a game changer for me, if I have to put it short. And before that, 2019 end or 2020 beginning, I had almost 3 major theatrical productions lined up. And we were almost on the verge of selling tickets, and it was already out on Book My Show. It was officially announced, and we were like, all, yes, we are going for it. Uh-huh. Suddenly, the lockdown came, and it stopped everything, and all the shows got cancelled, one after the other. We thought, okay, maybe it's a temporary phase. Shayad 15 din ke liye lockdown, aur uske baad sab normal ho jayega. We thought like that. Okay, fine. After 15 days, again, we are doing stage. Nothing of that sort happened. It went on and on and on and prolonged. I was like, oh God, now what next? I mean, I cannot survive without acting. Yeah. Though, I keep doing my regular job, regular work. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm not into my regular job. I have switched to acting itself. But last year, when I was doing my regular job, I was like thinking, how do I continue with my craft? How do I enhance my acting? Or what do I do now? How do I practice? How do I continue? So mm-hmm. I was like... Then everything got shut down, and I was cooped up in my room. And then it so happened that I was browsing through some Facebook, Insta post, and I saw some indie filmmakers have given their audition post saying that we are looking for some freelance actors who can collab with us because we have a very tight shoestring budget. So if anybody would like to collab, please send your profile or resume. And I did not have any resume or profile because I'm just a theater actor. I did not have a portfolio. I did not have a show reel. So I just randomly sent my, interest to whoever I come across, any post, random post. Even if it's, any kind of shady post also I used to apply there.
Okay.
So I thought, okay, kahin na kahin se to call aa jayega.
Achha.
And then it so happened that someone contacted me and said that, we found your profile really interesting. You're a theater actor, but your pictures and all really kind of matching our requirement. And it's kind of a lead role. Would you like to give it a shot? I said, yes, of course. Someone is willing to take chances with me. I am not going to, not going to let go of it. So I'm like, okay, fine. Then we met. We kind of discussed the script. We kind of funded from our own pocket because... at a shoestring budget, we had to shoot the film in 2 days of time span on weekends. And we got all actors on board. Phir picture ban gaya, release ho gaya YouTube mein. And then we were like, it got critical acclaim. And then we were like, okay, it got good amount of views and all the audiences are liking it. Then let's send it across to international and national film festivals. Mm-hmm. So we kind of... through Film Freeway, there's a website, Film Freeway, where you can apply to multiple film festivals across the world. So we kind of applied wherever we could. And then Accordingly, some OTT people, like some distributors, noticed our work and they contacted that, would you like to distribute your films on, say, MX Player or Amazon Prime or on Hotstar? Then we can help you get there. We said, yes, of course, we are interested. That, I mean, that was a big thing for us, that somebody is approaching us.
Yeah.
That's how this connect happened, like this networking thing happened. And then we kind of applied to, you know, MX, Hangama, Amazon Prime, our film started getting featured. And then one after the other, we got that confidence. Okay. Then I started building my own team called Green Note Films. Mm-hmm. And then we had like independent filmmakers collaborating with us with new scripts and ideas. And then we started shooting and we started pitching into OTT platforms, even at even to Tata Sky Shorts. And that's how one after the other 12 short films were done at a record time.
God.
1 year. And then I, our work got noticed by some ad filmmakers and filmmakers in Mumbai. They did, and even Mr. Rakshit Chetty, Mr. Rakshit Chetty also noticed our work.
Mm-hmm.
I did a feature film in 777 Charlie.
Yeah.
So Kiran Raj, who's the director, I auditioned for a role. And then I did a feature film. I did a web series. I did some commercials. And that's how one after the other. And now finally, Old Balaji's Crimes and Confessions. And TV's Mauka Hai Wardaat and Old Balaji's Crimes and Confessions happened. So yeah, so we, like, you know, it is just networking, a bit of pushing yourself, a continuous, you know, auditioning for roles, and getting noticed by the right people at the right time, a bit of luck, a bit of hard work, a bit of networking, and one after the other, it just went on and on.
I can't even imagine that, you know, it's something that you did in the lockdown. You just created a network for yourself and now you are where you
yeah.
are right now. It's so beautiful to listen to the story.
Thank you, yeah.
But why the name Green Note? I'm really curious. Why the name Green Note?
It's my partner's idea, Amrita Roy, who's my, you know, business partner. She's like Hari Patti. So Hari Patti matlab paisa. So Green Note.
I thought it was that.
Green Note is Hari Patti paisa. That's it.
मुझे लगा वही होगा, but then I thought no, let's not assume.
वही है, वही है, और कुछ नहीं. हरी पत्ती is green note, that's it.
Got it. That's a very nice name. So I know that you've been doing theater for a very long time. So did you get any formal training for acting, or what gave you the initial push to start acting?
No, I did not do any formal training, unlike few of my co-actors who are NSD trained, who are FTII trained. No, I did not get into any formal procedure of training. I used to, during my childhood, I used to consume a lot of Bollywood movies. Baith ke sirf dekhta tha. Shah Rukh Khan, Govinda, inki cinema, inki movies bahut dekhta tha. Those people used to, you know, they say ki, ya tum ye movies dekhte ho, tumhe to art film dekhna chahiye. But I used to get a lot of entertainment and I used to get influenced by this style of acting. Honestly, I used to enjoy a lot as a kid. And then it so happened in my subconscious mind, dimag mein scenes chalte rehte the. But but I was a nerdy kind of a person, so I used to go to my school, college. I used to come back. I never had any hobbies as such. And then it so happened when I started, when I switched to another company, when I switched to a new company, and they gave me the flexibility of working from home. That is when I thought ki ab ek thoda bahut hobbies hona chahiye life mein. And but then someone has to give you that opportunity. So what happened is, my next door neighbor, who works with Center for Film and Drama with Prakash Bilavri, he was planning to devise a play. It's a Bengali play.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted new actors on board. He tried with experienced theater actors, but they did not have the time and bandwidth. So then he's decided that, okay, let me try and give it to all the freshers, like all the actors who wants to join and be a part of his group. So I just went to his room one day and I said that, you know, I'm interested. I heard that you want to start off a play. Can I please try something? He said, yeah, chalo, script lo. So I script liya. And then bola, udhar khade. I said, okay. Then these lines you just utter with some sadness and some depression. I said, okay. So likewise, he started to audition me. At that time, I didn't know what is audition altogether. But I was actually giving my audition at that point of time. So he was like doing a look test of mine. And then he said, I think I got you for a role. I said, okay. Right. And then I came to know that I got the lead role. And then it so happened that every alternate days, weekdays, we used to practice at his house extensively, like 3 hours, 4 hours, ekdam ghiske practice karte the. And then Rangshankara mein show hua. We did a show at Rangshankara. It was a household show. It became an instant hit. And then I thought, okay, I can afford to have an alternate, hobby of mine. I can act. Probably I should spend more of my time, invest more of my time in acting, and I should enhance my skill set a bit. And that is when I started enjoying the stage. I started enjoying the space. I started bonding with my co-actors. I enjoyed everything. And I thought, okay, let me start working on it. And that's how it happened. The gradual, process started. It was all accident.
I'm glad that accidentally you found your hobby and your passion, and now you're doing such amazing things in it, right? But this one question that always comes up, and people feel that it's a lot of struggle to get into acting. So how much do you feel it's a struggle to get a foot in the door, get auditions, and get noticed by even directors or filmmakers? How difficult do you feel?
See, individuals have their own journey and stories.
Right.
In my case, also, initially when I started, I also had to push myself a lot. When I do the networking, koi mere ko chance de do, ya mere ko thoda sa wo de do, mujhe acting aata hai. Like that, I initially started. But then, one after the other, when people, I said that it's a matter of a little bit of luck, hard work, and getting noticed by the right people at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
In my case, it so happened that, some directors came and watched the show. So they offered a role in their production. And so one after the other, I started bagging roles just because few directors came for the show and they watched me perform and they noticed my work. And then they said that, would you like to try this role? So likewise, I started making some contacts, and from one after the other, I used to go for auditions. Or someone came and watched my show, and then they said, okay, yes, to give mera theater show hai, karna chahoge? I said yes. So in theater, it happened like that.
Mm-hmm.
And as I told you, in screen acting, it is like more of pushing my work to other directors and auditioning, and then people noticing and then offering me work. So that's how it happens.
So I think it's very important to get noticed. So if you've got the talent, you have to put it out there so that people notice you and they know what you are capable
of. Absolutely. I think it's very important to market yourself.
Correct.
It is very important to market yourself, promote your skills, how much you're like, you are talented, but then someone has to know that you're talented enough, and you have to make a proper showreel portfolio of yours and, market it well, package it well, that what you're capable of and what you can deliver. And if you have, if you have done different kinds of roles in various projects, include them as your work link and send it across to all the casting directors, and they can select which role you are best fitted. So that is the way I think it is more nowadays, like how you package yourself and how you promote
yourself.
It's very important.
So well, you've mentioned showreel a number of times. Do you have any tips for people who are just starting out, and how should they prepare their showreel?
See, people who are freshers, they can enact few favorite monologues of theirs. Like they can identify what their strengths are. Like if they're very good with action, or if they are very good with delivering bhari bharkam hero wala dialogues, or they are very good with emotions, or they are good with tragedy, comedy, romance, whatever. They can pick up those monologues and they can prepare snippets of monologues shot at a very good background and with very good camera, and accordingly they can include that as a part of their showreel. Like that's how I think for the freshers, I think it will work like that, because that would showcase few of their acting skills in terms of monologues which they perform, and accordingly their portfolio and pictures which they also send across, that also would work as an added advantage.
मुझे तो पक्का हीरो का रोल मिलेगा. I've got a भारी भरकम वॉइस.
बिल्कुल बिल्कुल. अब विलेन का भी रोल मिल सकता
है. I shall audition for that. जानी. Oh God. Okay, so coming to my next question, Anirudh, I feel like I'm just going from one question to next without giving you a question.
No, aisa lag raha hai exams ko graduate hai. Next question number.
Chalo, agla sawal. Agla sawal 1 crore ke liye.
कितने ऑप्शन है, कितने लाइफलाइन है?
हाँ, लाइफलाइन कुछ नहीं है, ऑप्शन भी नहीं है. आप दे चुके हैं, अभी जवाब देना है आपको, ऑप्शन नहीं है.
अच्छा ठीक
है. Right, so, see, every field, including this one, has a lot of competition. So, what do you do to stand out from the crowd?
What do I do to stand out of competition? Well, my looks, like, you know, I look a little different. Mera six packs nahi hai, mere muscles nahi hai, main thoda dusky hu, mera curly hair hai, to main thoda alag dikhta hu. Matlab, in short, I look a little unique and a little different. Mm-hmm. And that is how I try to position myself. That, see, my unconventional looks could be a good, you know, option for you to try me out. That is one thing. Because in Mumbai, it's very look specific. Like, if you are fitting into that role, or if you are like muscular enough, then you are suitable for some role. If you are non-muscular enough, then you are suitable for another role. Right. So it's like you, there are chances of getting typecasted. But at the same time, if you are willing to take a little bit of risk, which maybe some actors are not willing to take, and try to experiment yourself, then you are better. You get an edge over your competitors. That, ye banda jo hai, thoda risk leta hai. Matlab, alag-alag, you know, he does all kinds of roles and he's flexible to do any kind of roles. So that is how I think I would prepare myself to get an edge over my competitors, like trying to take that extra risk which others might not take at their initial stage. So that is what I did for all Balaji's Crimes and Confessions. I will not divulge further about the roles, but if you watch it, you'll get to know that, it is worth taking that risk, and it got received well by the audiences. So, yes.
Okay, done. So you have to watch it. He's not going to give you any scoop.
No, dekho pehle achche se.
Achha, now, right now, you were just talking about your looks, right? You said you're dusky, you've got curly hair, and that is how you stand out. But is it really necessary to have external beauty to make it in the industry? Or does talent take a fore nowadays?
Personally, if you ask me, it is just talent which stands out. At least I know, because my journey has been like that, where, you know, my acting, you know, prowess or what, or performance have got noticed by some great filmmakers, ad filmmakers, and even, you know, Mumbai filmmakers and Bangalore filmmakers. And that's how I got my work, even in Kolkata also. But at times it so happens that sometimes, you know, looking at the commercial aspect, and packaging things, sometimes looks does take precedence over talent. In some cases, in some projects, that is when you have, there's a trade-off. So you have to take a call, how much you need to work on your physical, you know, appearance and vis-a-vis your talent. So talent is extremely important. As I said, it is very, very important. If you're talented, you'll get work anyhow. But at times, it is also the looks also which sometimes matters, because that's how in few of the projects, such as music videos, such as, you know, serials, sometimes your physical appearance matters a lot. So it's a trade-off between talent and looks, I would say.
Right. Yeah. So if like you might get projects for you, as long as you've got the talent, it is not necessary that looks take a fore. Depends on which project.
But at times, but at times, looks does take precedence over talent. Right. Again, because it depends project by project basis.
Right.
It depends what kind of project you're working or you're involved with. But it is a thin trade-off between, you know, looks and talent.
I think talent takes a fore, because see, I've seen your ad, the Ola one, in which you have a very tiny but beautiful role, right? Where you're just taking that L off the car. Like, are we learning?
That is my Shell ad. That is my Shell advertising.
That's a Shell ad. Right. Shell, I'm sorry. I got confused between the two, because see, you take the L, which is very beautiful. So you've got a very small screen presence, but I remember you. Like, okay, that's a different matter together, that I know you. But then if people have seen the Shell ad, they will definitely remember that small bit. So I think it's not about the looks as much as it is about the screen presence. It's about your confidence. It's about how you are portraying the character and how memorable you are within those 2 seconds.
Yes. That is there. But again, I say that in Mumbai, there are projects where they typecast you based on your roles. And there are projects where they typecast you or where you get roles based on your talent and as a performer. And right. That is where I think I kind of get that edge, because I know, as you mentioned really correct, that, you know, within 2-3 seconds, you can make your mark. You yes. can still stand apart from the rest of the stories or from the protagonist, and you can still make your mark. So that's what I believe. Yeah. But yeah, at times, when I do appear for auditions, then mujhe aisa sunne ko milta hai, aapka six pack hai, aapka muscle hai, to wo requirement chahiye. So aisa hua mere saath. So that's why. It's not the real experience.
Aapne beech mein six packs banaye the na.
मैंने बनाए थे, लेकिन वो काफी नहीं है, तो और थोड़ा मस्कुलर होना चाहिए. आपने हाथ तो देखा, ऐसा तो ऐसा लग रहा है कि पूरा मेल न्यूट्रिशन है थोड़ा सा, बट ठीक है, चले.
Okay. So on the basis of looks, he's just dissing himself, but that is not true. You should see his pictures, it is there on the internet.
but work in progress. It is like, you know, I'm working on both, I would say, but yeah, work in progress. Dono mein chal raha
hai. Chalega, improvement is the key na, aage to
badhega. Absolutely. Yes.
So, what according to you is the best role so far? मतलब अभी वो माँ वाला डायलॉग मत मानना कि सारे बच्चे सेम होते हैं, ऐसे सब मत बोलना.
नहीं नहीं, मैं बिल्कुल नहीं बोलूँ. अच्छा, तो दो रोल्स पिक कर सकता हूँ ना, दो चार.
हाँ हाँ, बिंदास.
हाँ ठीक है. So last two projects which I did were my most challenging roles. One is of course Lord Balaji's Crimes and Confessions, जहाँ पे I play a character which is soft, which has his inner turmoils to deal with. He has his but he's opinionated, strong, very sophisticated, but at the same time diehard romantic. So lots of layers in that character. And it is a very beautiful character which Sachin sir gave me. So that is one of my challenging roles till date. Another challenging role which I did was in Mokai Vardak and TV's crime episodic television serial, where I had to play someone like my wife has been kidnapped, and I'm playing an angry, brooding young man who's like, who barged into a hotel and, you know, charging at the people like, where is my wife? And then, like, you know, a victim of drug abuse. Is in his hallucinated world. So something which I'm not actually, I had to, you know, kind of do it, but it was very, very challenging for me to do action-packed roles. So that is something, these two roles are my major breakthrough roles so far, like most challenging roles till date. And I'm pushing my envelope further, but yeah, bahut hi challenging raha. Dono projects mere liye bahut challenging. So that kind of confidence lag mujhe ki haan thoda acting kar sakta hu.
See, after your description of being this man whose wife has been kidnapped, I have this one question for you. How do you prepare for a role? Matlab, aap kya karte ho? Kyunki aap usme se guzre nahi ho, to fir aap, like, how do you believe that you are that character?
As I told you, ki bachpan mein itna movies bhar bhar ke dekhta tha na, to kahin na kahin sab in my memory, no, some of the roles, acha yahan pe Sunny Deol ne aisa kiya tha, ya yahan pe Shah Rukh Khan ne is tarike se kuch kiya tha, jab Jui Chawla ke piche pada tha. So something, you know, from snippets from that movie, snippets from this movie, or some experiences in my life which probably I've experienced. So all those things, you know, I mix and match and try experimenting it in my role. And zyada I don't prepare, because I'm a little spontaneous. Like when camera switches on, I just start off full swing. Nice. But otherwise, the homework which I get or the inferences which I draw are from the films which I watched, either the films which I watched or some from my real life experience. That's how I kind of go around it. Yeah.
So you kind of mix and match.
Find
references from your subconscious, and at the same time, whatever you've seen around the environment, you try to use that as well. So almost coming to the end of the questionnaire. Exam khatam hone. I don't mind. I can keep asking you questions. Padmanabhi mujhe phone karke bole, ye kya tha? I don't want to go through that. Okay. See, honestly, what happens is whenever I take an interview, सामने वाला जो बोलता है, मेरे पास उससे related खुद का experience कुछ होता है. This time I don't have anything.
Really? Wow.
Hence, it is just going like a, you know, rapid fire round.
Rapid fire round.
Like I know I have done a little bit of acting, theater waiter kiya, but ab jitna nahi kiya, so I can't even brag about it.
I know, yeah. I'm also learning because main bhi accidental actor hi. Method acting hai. To Ram Khan to bole, but like I'm just trying on and you know building up from my experiences. Har project mujhe kuch na kuch sikha deta hai.
Right.
And every project has been very unique in my case. Like, you know, something I've not experimented or done before. And luckily, I'm getting those roles which I've not done before. So, yeah, so far, theek thaak hai sab
kuch. Yeah, achha hi chal raha hai. I keep on seeing pictures, posts, and whatnot that is keeping on coming now. And it's
whatnot. Really, yeah, whatnot.
Whatnot is the.
Whatnot.
Matlab Hindu ka aa gaya. Chalo, kuch to post aap dalte hi rehte ho. So, it's very nice to see all that. And I mean, yeah. I remember like just 2-3 months ago, we were talking on the phone and it was like, oh, abhi thoda chill chal raha. And then suddenly there's another news coming up. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Mere saath achanak hi hota hai sab kuch. I get locked in. Either I'm a replacement actor, last moment replaced hota hu, koi na. Or aisa hota ki within 24-48 hours, I'm being locked. Say ki available ho, aajao. So it's like that. And I won't unturn. I'm like, this is the chance I have to, you know, travel and do it. So aisa hi hua mere saath. Like within 24 hours, I got locked. A new project came. In 48 hours, I was shooting. So that's how it happened. And kisi project ka to main replacement actor bani jata hu, which is in a way good for me.
Yeah.
I thank those actors jinko maine replace kiya.
Nahi yaar, abhi acha chal raha hai. I'm glad iske aage bhi bahut hi acha ho. I want to see more news about you. Yeah, it's now the news is like this. Hidden talent from Bangalore, and I think now it should just be, you know, Anirudh Roy, the actor. Like, that should be the
name.
Aisa hona chahiye na, hidden talent from Bangalore, thodi headline hona chahiye, Anirudh Roy hona chahiye. Headline badlo. Naam badlo. बहुत जल्द होगा
टू ओवरवेलमिंग फॉर मी टू डाइजेस्ट नाउ कि बहुत ज्यादा ओवरवेलमिंग हो गया डाइजेस्ट करने के लिए थोड़ा टाइम चाहिए डाइजेस्ट होने के लिए इतना टाइम हजम नहीं होता
है आई नो बट इट विल हैपन सी व्हाट इज गोइंग टू हैपन इज यू आर गोइंग टू गेट सो यूज्ड टू इट लाइक वो स्टार्टिंग में ओवरवेलमिंग लगता है ना व्हेन एवरीथिंग कम्स एट वंस एंड देन यू फील ओ आई डोंट नो हाउ टू हैंडल इट और आई डोंट नो हाउ टू यू नो मेक अ शेड्यूल और मेक अ स्ट्रक्चर रादर एक बार आपको वो फिट बैठ गया ना कि स्ट्रक्चर वक्चर कैसे करना है टाइम कैसे फिट करना है फिर तो आपको ऐसा
अरे बाप रे
दैट्स व्हाट हैपेंस व्हेन यू स्टार्ट समथिंग
थैंक यू सो मच फॉर बीइंग सो काइंड होप इट वर्क्स इन माय लाइफ यस वर्किंग टुवर्ड्स इट
यस होपफुली एवरीथिंग विल टर्न आउट फाइन एंड वी विल हियर मोर न्यूज़ अबाउट यू
थैंक यू
दैट्स माय विश फॉर यू सो व्हाट मैसेज वुड यू लाइक टू गिव यंगस्टर्स हु वांट टू बी अ पार्ट ऑफ दिस फील्ड
I would say believe in your talent, follow your passion, work hard on your skill set and go for it. No matter whatever obstacles you get, just listen to your heart and follow your passion. At the same time, be rational enough to have a backup plan. For some reasons, if things don't turn out the way you have planned out to be, then you have a backup plan to fall back upon.
Yeah.
So because from my own experience, I'm saying so, but always follow your passion. And do what your dil says to do. That's it.
Oh, that's so sweet. And I agree with the backup plan. Because when you have a backup plan, you get the confidence to go and fight for your passion. Because you know that if that doesn't work out, you have something to fall back on.
Yes.
That gives you another edge. That gives you the edge, which is very necessary to be in this field.
True. Very true. Yes.
So coming to the last question, and this is something that I ask everybody.
Okay.
पॉडकास्ट का नाम अनसेटलिंग है क्योंकि सब लोग आपको सेटल होने के लिए बोलते हैं सो आई एम ऑल्सो जॉइनिंग द बैंड वैगन एंड आस्किंग यू व्हाट डज बीइंग सेटल्ड मीन टू यू बेटा
मैं तो कभी सेटल्ड हुई नहीं मतलब बीइंग सेटल्ड मतलब हो गया सब अचीव कर लिए बट मैं अभी आई फील दैट आई हैव टू स्टिल अचीव अ लॉट एंड आई डोंट थिंक आई एम एवर सेटल्ड इन एनी प्लेस आई कीप हॉपिंग अराउंड सिटीज आई कीप मूविंग बीइंग सेटल्ड तो व्हेन आई लाइक आई विल बी अ सुपरस्टार जब सारा ड्रीम्स अचीव हो जाएगा देन आल्सो आई विल फील नहीं यार बॉलीवुड हो गया बॉलीवुड जाना है तो मेरे लिए तो कभी सेटल्ड मतलब आई एम नॉट सेटल्ड एनी हाउ बट या बीइंग सेटल्ड इज अ is achieving almost everything in your bucket list, which I don't think has achieved it, at least in my case. So, bas, abhi, chal raha hai abhi. One after the other.
So, works fine. So, basically, to be settled in his terms is to create a bucket list and keep checking it off.
Well,
these were my questions. Thank you so much for taking this podcast by storm, like you have taken the only platforms by storm.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on board. It's a pleasure to chat with you. मतलब इतना बिंदास इंटरव्यू तो पहले हुआ इंटरव्यू अच्छा हुआ but ये तो बहुत ही मस्ती था. It was like super chill.
Yeah, that is the whole plan. I want everybody to come talk about their lives and you know, thank you so much for giving so much insight. So if anybody wants to get into this field, they get an idea as to how to go about it, how to create their reels, how to not give up, how to have a backup plan. So many things they learned from this episode. So anybody who is new and starting out as an actor can definitely use this as a, you know, mentorship kind of an episode and get ahead with their lives. Mentor to ban hi sakte hain aap. So yeah, thank you so much, Aniruddh. Thank you for taking
time. You're most welcome. Thanks a lot. And thanks for having me on board. All the best wishes to you. And aapka podcast aur zyada popular ho, super hit ho. Yehi mera hamara dua hai. So yes, it is. Yeah. So keep shining always.
Thank you. You're very kind.
Hi. If you can hear this, that means you have reached the end of the episode. So like, share, subscribe, follow, stay tuned to Unsettling. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can always reach out to me on my Instagram page, AmritaSukumar_Unsettling, or send me an email on podcast.unsettling.as@gmail.com. Hope to hear from you soon. Bye.